So let's get to some maybe clickbait headlines, shall we?
More of these. Okay, got it.
Listen, we all are inundated with messages and headlines and things,
for sure.
Right?
I click on 98% of them.
Well, so do we, so you don't have to.
Yes.
All right? First one. One thing you should be doing for your spouse every single day.
Clicking on it. Clicking on it. How can I be a better wife?
Right, right.
It's only responsible to do that, right?
One thing, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's a simple look in your partner's eyes and say, I love you at least one time every day.
Oh, that's nice. I could do that.
That's the one thing you should be doing for your spouse every single day.
That's the secret sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are clickbait headlines. We've clicked on them so you don't have to.
Okay, great.
And we'll give you the watered down summary of what it says.
Okay.
After I close all of the pop-up ads that happen after I've clicked on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's all the products that you need.
All the products that you need.
Yes. Again, you're welcome.
All right. You want another one?
Yeah.
Naked driver was hot and allergic to his own sweat.
I don't think I need to click on that one.
Well, good news.
Oh!
I've clicked on it, so you don't have to.
Great!
There's this 47-year-old guy pulled over there in Nebraska.
Really don't need to go any further.
He was hauling a stolen motorcycle and was nude.
Of course he was.
He told police he was hot and allergic to his own sweat.
Ah!
And that's as far as I got.
That's an unfortunate medical condition. Can you imagine?
Being allergic to your own sweat?
Being allergic to your own sweat?
Right.
I mean, you can't avoid sweating.
No.
Every day of your entire life.
No.
It gets hot here in Kentucky.
Yes.
So could you imagine how uncomfortable? It's already uncomfortable, like, to be completely drenched in sweat. But then what if that makes you itch?
Oh, gosh.
That would be the worst.
So, you know what? I almost have compassion for this guy, right?
Sure.
Is that what we're saying?
Let him be naked.
Let him be naked and hauling a stolen motorcycle.
And maybe he needs to bathe himself in calamine lotion or something.
Maybe. Maybe. Clickbait headlines.
How many more?
I just have a couple more.
Okay, great. We learned one great fun fact. Look at your partner's eyes and tell them I love you at least once a day. That's valuable information.
It says this can go a long way when you say it sincerely and with passion.
Click.
Click. All right, clickbait headlines. If a cat bites their owner, here's what it really means.
I don't have a cat. I'm not clicking.
I am.
It does not matter to me.
I have four cats. Guinness, Maeve, Fred, and Eggs.
Okay. So what did you learn from this one?
It's a cat's way of telling you to stop paying attention to whatever you're doing and start paying attention to them. I mean, it's a literal it's common sense stuff.
Yes.
It is common sense stuff.
If you have a cat, you know that.
I mean, you should.
Yes.
You should.
Okay.
They command you
wrote about it.
To stroke and pet them instead of the object with which you are interacting.
Yes. Also, that can also go with dogs, and I'll say more specifically Peaches. She is the most...
If she, like, nips at you?
No. She goes and she thinks she has hands.
Oh.
So she comes and paws at you.
Oh.
And then, like, whines and keeps looking down at her toy and looking at you and looking at the toy. Like, it's super obvious. She can almost talk.
Yeah.
What she needs from you.
Yeah, my dog, Google, will paw when he wants something. And when he wants... He is a Velcro dog, which I didn't know what that term meant until I actually owned one.
Yeah.
And he needs to be next to you. And if he is not next to you, he throws a temper tantrum.
Yes.
And demands your attention by doing things like getting into trouble, getting into mischief, pawing at things.
Any attention's good attention.
Throwing his bones up in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of that. Which is fantastic fun. But as soon as like you sit down... Peaches knows. Okay, now it's my time.
Yeah.
You don't get to just sit there and relax. You must be actively entertaining me now.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Tug on this, please. This right here. And she'll just come put it on you and then.
Right.
Yeah.
And be like, hey,
and nudge
it's
you.
Your turn.
You're supposed to pick this up.
You're the one who has opposable thumbs.
Yep.
I don't.
Yep.
I can't do this myself.
Yep.
I need you, your help.
I can't tug on this myself.
That's what she said. One more.
Okay. All right.
We click on the clickbait headlines and read the stories so you don't have to.
That's so generous of us with our time.
Tried the generic Viagra, and here's what happened.
I'm not clicking on that. I'm not clicking on that. You can't make me. Are you clicking on that?
I did.
I think it's worse for you.
It's basically...
Doesn't that also... That makes a statement if you're clicking on it.
It's basically an ad.
Sure. They always are.
Sure. It's basically an ad. Quote...
A stronger Viagra? Is this Viagra Plus?
No. Quote, I took one pill and 30 minutes later, it felt like my future changed.
Oh, wow.
It's like I'm back in my 20s and believe me, my wife noticed.
That's great.
So...
That's great,
like I said,
for you.
That's just basically an ad.
Oh.
I realized.
When's your order coming?
6 to 8 days.
That's great. Good fun.
All right. So there you go.
So much learning.
We have done the hard work.
You said hard.
It's sometimes difficult to avoid all of these wild clickbait headlines, but we have...
We're suckers.
Yeah, we're suckers. We've clicked on it so you don't have to.